I'm not going to make a big quarterback announcement today. You know, you'll have to wait until the first offensive play of the Carolina game to see who the quarterback will be.
And you sleep on it and decide to tell us who the quarterback's going to be?
Quarterback, you guys will find out on Sunday. It'll be, you know, a decision, again, that's in the best interest of the team.
Just starting off, you guys know the narrative with Coach O'Brien, so we'll all find out Sunday.
And welcome back inside NRG Stadium to Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, that is how the week started as far as the quarterback situation goes, but it's an ever-evolving process.
Oh, it has been, Patty. Very confusing, actually, because Bill O'Brien certainly did not want to announce a starting quarterback, and then the reports came out on Wednesday that it would be Ryan Mallett. You could make a case for both guys starting this game. Hoyer only got three quarters of game one. Mallett looked really good when he came in. We're back to where we were in the preseason, my goodness. But Bill O'Brien is going to make the best decision he possibly can for this team to get a victory in week two. They can ill afford to drop to 0-2 to start the season.
Oh, absolutely. And meanwhile, both quarterbacks have to go about their business both on and off the field. And Brian Hoyer was making some appearances on his off day in the community.
Yeah, Hoyer's already dug into the Houston community. And this is special. Schlumberger Stats Challenge, a way for kids to learn math through football numbers. Take a look.
Let's see him.
Where are we starting?
We're starting down there. Neither one of them got him.
All right.
Oh, man, so we got to move on now to decimals.
Schlumberger putting this on, it really, I think sometimes, I remember as a kid, you know, school could get boring, but when you do something like this and bring it into the math classroom and try to help these kids apply it to something that they really like, maybe it becomes more fun and they're more willing to do it.
What a ton of fun. See Brian out here and the cheerleaders and everything. It's great. I really enjoyed the energy and the enthusiasm of the kids. You know, they really want to do this right. You know, they don't want to get a wrong answer. So it's good to see that enthusiasm. Schlumberger is proud to be part of this, and to partner with the Houston Texans is really exciting. So for us, it's a great opportunity, and it's good for the community. It's good for the kids. Good for everybody. So really enjoy that.
It's okay to have fun while you're learning math, and I think that quarterback Hoyer talked about that, about, you know, there are fun things to do with math, and math is a part of your everyday life. And I tell the kids here all the time, the only thing separating them from that person who they want to be like is time and determination. Brian talking about, hey, you know, get the math done, get the work done, so you have an opportunity to do this. Maybe you get there, maybe you don't, but get the work done, and maybe you have a chance.
Let's see level five.
Great to see Brian Hoyer out and about in public with the school kids, and it's a great program, the Schlumberger Stats Challenge. And I also want to point out, Patty, that Brian Hoyer was one of the first players to greet Ryan Mallett when he came off the field on Sunday.
Yeah, always a team player. And although he was out in the community, not the only Houston Texan. Tuesdays, these guys go out everywhere. There's a couple more guys making hospital visits as
well. Yeah, Ben Jones and Randy Bullock paid a visit to the kids at Texas Children's Hospital.
As Childhood Cancer Awareness Month continues, children who are battling cancer at Texas Children's Hospital were treated to a visit by the Houston Texans. Ben Jones, Randy Bullock, Toro, and the Houston Texans cheerleaders played games, signed autographs, and brought smiles to patients and their families at the hospital's inpatient cancer unit. Texas Children's Cancer Center diagnoses 600 new patients with cancer each year. And in honor of them, the Houston Texans cheerleaders will celebrate by shaking gold pom-poms, as gold is the symbolic color for childhood cancer awareness.
Drew Doherty's also out and about in the community, and he voiced that piece. I think we're going to see him later on in the show, too, right?
We do. Your favorite part of the show. We can never
let
that go. All right, but right now we have to take a time out. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, I'll go one-on-one with Jonathan Joseph. Stay with us.